Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 12th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Hay. Ein Meshalmin min aleket u min ashikhu min apeyo. One who eats Truma b'shogeg, when he pays the coin Truma, he cannot use it. He cannot make the payment out of produce, which is what has been collected from the gifts for the poor, like a chikon peya, umin a hefker, or from any hefker that he is zoich in. The reason for this is because all these products were never, ever chayiv in truma. You don't take truma from a hefker or from these gifts from the poor, from like a chikon peya. And therefore, because they were never chayiv in truma, they were never something which was ro'oi lihos kodesh. They were never, could have been kodesh. And when it comes to eating truma by accident, it says that kohen, he shall give to the kohen es ha-kodesh. Es ha-kodesh teaches us he shall pay him things that could be kodesh, that had potential to be kodesh, and therefore you cannot use these products, things that are hafka, to pay back the kohen, to pay the kohen when a person eats truma. V'loi mimasa rishon shen little trumasa. Nor can one use maisa rishon, that's the first tent that goes to the levy, from which trumas maisa has been taken. That means even though the trumas maisa has been taken, the levy has given a tenth of that tenth, and the balance of it is basically chul, and he can eat it now. Doesn't matter. Cannot use this. V'loi mimasa sheni behekta sheniftu. Nor can you use maisa sheni, which normally you have to redeem or take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it, or hektish, that has been redeemed. So either of these, if they were redeemed, you cannot use them to pay truma. Why? Because initially they were kodesh. And since initially Masa Sheni was kodesh and hektish was kodesh before they were redeemed, we have a rule, she'ein hektish, ein ha-kodesh, podes ha-kodesh. Something that's of a kodesh level cannot redeem other kodeshim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rav Meir. Rav Meir goes, according to his opinion in many places, that Maaser Sheni is called Momen Gevoya. It's called Hashem's money, Hashem's property. Has a din like Hekdesh. Therefore, you cannot use it to pay for the truma that a person has eaten. And since before it was redeemed, the Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh would not have been eligible to pay. Now, because they're Kodesh, even after they've been redeemed and they're no longer Kodesh, you still can't pay them because initially they were never fit to be Kodesh. Same thing with Maaser Rishon, from which the Truma was taken. Maaser Rishon means a tenth of the tenth was taken. Then there too, since before the Truma was taken, it would not be fit to pay back because it's called Maaser Rishon. You can only use chulin musakonim. You can only use chulin which is available to eat. So therefore, even after you took a tenth of it, a truma of the maaser, you still would not be able to pay with it. V'chachamim matirin be'elo. The chachamim argue. They say yes, you can use these. The question is, what does the word these refer to? We've mentioned a number of cases, like a chikho, peyo, masrishan, masasheni, hektish, all of which Rabbi Meir says you cannot use. Which ones do the Chachamim argue on? Well, on this itself, we have a machlekes in Yerushalmi between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish maintains that when the Chachamim are matir, they permit these, they're only talking about the last two cases, masasheni and hektish, that have been redeemed. That means that after they've been redeemed, they're no longer kodesh, and therefore the Chachamim maintain you can use them to pay the truma that you've eaten. Some say that Reish Lakish is even being matir, the Chachamim hold matir, even Maaser Rishon, the case just before that, the Maaser Rishon from which the truma has been taken, a tenth of the tenth has been given. And that too, the Chachamim say, can be used to pay for the truma that went out. Why? The Chachamim hold that right now they're not kodesh anymore. Now you can use it to pay the truma. This is all according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan in Yerushalmi holds no. He holds that the Chachamim, when they are matir be'el of these, it refers to all the cases in the Mishnah, not just the case of Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni and Hektish. But it refers to the first cases of Leket, Shikon, Pei, and Hafker. They hold that once a person has been zoicha, has made an acquisition of things that are hafka, then it's his money. And it's treated as chulin in all respects. And that indeed is how the Rambam paskens. Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Meshalmin mimin al she'eino mino. You can use one variety to pay the coin, even though it's for covering, it's to pay back for truma which you ate of another variety. If a person ate truma b'shogeg, he can pay min al she'eino mino. He can use dates to pay for figs that he ate, for example. Uvilvad she'yishalem min ayofa alara. As long as the new variety is better than the old variety. V'Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Ein meshalmin ela mimin al minay. He says, no, you can only use the same variety of produce to cover or to pay back for the truma that you ate of the same variety. Lefichach, therefore, imachal kishuin, if a person ate gourds of truma, shel erev shviz, of the sixth year of the Shemitah, and the kishuim of that year are not really found much because they've already got hard and they're not fit to eat, and they're not edible, and you can't use any other min. So what should you can't use any other variety. So what should you do? Rabbi Akiva says, Yamtin l'kishuin shel matzoi shviz v'shalmem. So you wait till the produce of the kishuin of this same variety of these gourds of matzoi shviz of the year after the Shemitah year, v'shalmem, and use them for payment, because you can't use the Shemitah produce itself to pay the debt either, and you're not allowed to use shviz to pay any debts, including paying a debt for the truma that he ate. Some say that the reason he can't use the Shemitah produce is because the Sfichei Shviz are also to be eaten. Sfichei Shviz means produce that grew of its own accord cannot be eaten. If you can't eat it, then you can't use it as payment and give it to the coin. Mimkoim Sharabi Eliezer Mekel Misham Rabbi Kiva Machmer. Says the Mishnah finally, that from the place, the same Pasuk, that Rabbi Eliezer learns to be lenient in this halacha, from the very same words Rabbi Kiva learns to be machmer, to be strict. Shenemar, what's the verse? What's the pasuk involved? The pasuk which talks about eating a person who ate truma b'shogeg, it says, V'nosan l'koyen es ha-koydesh. He shall give to the coin the koydesh. From which Rabbi Eliezer learns, kol shehu ro'oi le'es koydesh. Any produce that's fit, that's capable of becoming Kodesh, that can be made as Truma, even if it's another variety, you can use it. Anything that could be Kodesh doesn't have to be the same variety. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer says in the Reisha of our Mishnah, you can use one particular variety to cover another variety of Truma that one ate. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no. He says, I'm going to use exactly the same pasuk to tell you the opposite. Rabbi Kiva says, V'nosan l'kones ha-kodesh, teaches us that he shall give to the kohen the kodesh, teaches us kodesh she'ochal. He has to give the kodesh that he ate, the very same variety that he ate. And therefore you can only pay from the same variety for that variety. Mimin al-minai.